This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled 6-3 that the International Emergency Economic Powers Act does not authorize the president to impose tariffs. This invalidates all the tariffs based solely on IEEPA. Following the ruling, the administration pivoted to Section 122 tariffs via the Trade Act of 1974. We will hear more from Senator Chuck Grassley next.
Spring planting starts with one smart decision. Corn Pro from Landis delivers a complete corn program with built-in savings. Nutritionals, herbicide, and fungicide, all working together in one plan backed by local expertise. Lock in competitive pricing, sign up any number of acres, and take advantage of 0% interest through 2026 to protect your cash flow. Less complexity, more performance. Get the most out of your corn crop with Corn Pro from Landis. Talk with your local Landis team today.
Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974 authorizes the president to impose temporary import surcharges up to 15%. President Trump has since enacted a 15% global tariff. United States Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican from Iowa, was asked if the president's new tariffs will face legal challenges.
Well, since this is the first time that 122 has ever been used by any president, I don't know whether it's a good thing to read too much into it. I haven't read any legal comment. Now, obviously, you're quoting somebody that has a legal opinion. I can't draw any conclusions.
Senator Grassley says that Congress will have more say on the tariffs enacted under Section 122.
But I do know this, that unlike what he was trying to do under the 1977 law, which had no review by Congress, this 122 section authority is good for just 150 days, and the only way it can continue beyond the 150 days is through approval by Congress. So it brings back the constitutional authority. That's one of 18 powers the Constitution gives to the president, or to the Congress, to regulate interstate and foreign commerce.
You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.